This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began studying how the Holy Spirit operated as found in the first four chapters of Luke. We collected information from the 14 times he is mentioned. Then we began correlating it into an outline. He revealed truth, he imparted truth to receptive hearts, he equipped them to share the truth with others. We amplified the first two points. One additional thing I might mention is that when you experience truth through the work of the Holy Spirit, it often brings pain and suffering into your life. But God always uses whatever he allows in your life experience to accomplish his purpose. Once the Holy Spirit is in control of your life, he'll fill, anoint, and then send you forth to share what you know experientially with others who need to know the same thing. Always remember, whatever is done effectually for God will be the result of the Holy Spirit's work. This was true even in the life of Jesus Christ. Now that we have collected information and correlated it into an outline, we need to crystallize what we've found into some applications. If you want to know truth, start by reading and studying what the Holy Spirit has revealed and inspired. This is first and foremost found in God's Word, the Bible. Second, submit your life to the control of the Holy Spirit. Ask him to teach you. Trust him to make the truth come alive in your experience. Then, trust him to enable you to share what you've learned and experienced with others. He is able to use you for God's glory. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.